Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another recording of A Trip. Today, we're going to take you with us. I'm going to take you with me as we head to the mall to pick up lunch from McDonald's. It's been one of those work mornings that I'm not too impressed with. It's not been a fun work morning, so I think I've deserved some McDonald's for lunch. And we're going to take you there. But first of all, see what time it is here. 12:08 p.m. on January 2nd, 2015. Feels like minus 3 Celsius or 26 Fahrenheit. Feels like minus 11 Celsius or 13 Fahrenheit. So, what I'm going to do is I've got everything I need. I'm not going to say much, because you've learned these sweets before, you know the basic route. But let's walk anyway, and we're going to go to lunch, and maybe you'll hear something interesting. I don't know, but the nerd in me says it's time to record, so I thought, why not? Let me just quickly fix this. Go. And here we go. I've got my bedroom window open, but that's fine. Oh, no, I forgot. You tell us in one of those mornings when you forget your cane in your bedroom. There we go. Good Lord. You can hear the dryer. Okay. Here we go. I just don't know how windy it is outside. But I guess we'll soon find out. I don't know why the shoe. I think I might have the shoes in the wrong one. The shoes feel okay, but it feels like I got them on the wrong feet. But anyway. Okay, I did lock the recorder. Awesome. Elevator's behind us. Hello. There is nobody in this elevator. Or they are being very quiet. I'm actually going to put my gloves on because it's freaking cold out there.
Ground floor.
Okay. I'm gonna have my gloves and hat on. Apologize for the handling on the left hand side. I had to fix the windscreen. Here we go. As you can tell, it's pretty quiet down here during the day. Let's see how loud it may be outside. Here we go. It's not as windy as it has been lately, but we'll soon see. Last few days, it's been rather windy when I've taken you guys out, but let's have a look. Hang on, let me just give that door a slam. It's always windy through this part because of the apartment building, or the condo building, I'm not sure what it's called. You hear the approaching traffic to St. Jan's. Now I'm out of the area turning right. I'm glad I wore my boots because it seems to have snowed just a little bit the past since I was out at 6 this morning dealing with an issue outside. It seems to have decided that it's going to snow. I think Mother Nature forgot her Prozac because tomorrow we're going to have snow and then we're going to climb to about 7 degrees Celsius. And I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit because I don't care to do the conversion. But at that point, it's gonna freaking rain. And it's gonna suck. So. That's just gonna really suck. Yeah, for those of you who have listened to these before, we're approaching the intersection. For those who are just catching this, this is the intersection of Warden Ave and Finch Avenue East. There is a bus stop on my left, and we're cruising up to the corner. And I'm not going to bother crossing because, yep, as I suspected, the light just changed. So, we're gonna swing right, find my pole. 1, 2, 3. The light has changed, so I'm gonna cross not using the audible crossing today. For those who have listened to these before, you will know I normally wait for the audible, but I don't have to. As demonstrated now, I can simply wait for the surge of traffic on my left and cross, which I have now done. I had it. There we go. Somebody thought they knew best. Someone thought they knew best and thought I had to honk at me, but I actually... I'm good, thank you so much. I'm good, thank you. You don't need to chase me down the street, you fool. And the reason I think he honked at me was because I was dodging cars that were sitting in the crosswalk, which was kind of dangerous of me, but I had no choice because I either dodged behind them and gotten and would have gotten in a lot of trouble going behind them because of the fact that they would have had to back up. So I went in front of them and then screwed up the alignment a bit, so I had to correct it. And because they're working on this area sidewalk wise, it took me a second to really correct it. But everybody thinks that, you know, the most minimal mistake of a blind person means, oh my God, they're gonna die. No, we're not gonna die. We just take a little longer to correct problems in our traveling. But apparently, sighted people, at least some of them, don't fucking get it. Really? Anyway. So that is why you heard random people honking at me. Well, honking, and then they're actually going, "You okay? Where are you going?" That was the same guy that yelled at me from across the street. He was more dangerous than I was. He ran across the traffic when the light changed and chased me halfway up the next block. What a fucking moron. Anyway, yeah, that was the stop sign. I heard that on purpose. Anyway, we are almost to the mall. Near the Echo Displacement. And here we are. Cop there, turn right. Now, I've never taken you guys into the mall, so we'll... Once we get in the mall here, we'll talk a bit about some of the ways I navigate this mall. Almost to where I access the mall. Just coming up here pretty soon. And here we are. Enter the mall. Alright, now we're now in the mall. We've entered. The mall has two levels. The top level is where I am now. And a bottom level. To my left is the Pizza Pizza, which we've been in before with you guys in these recordings. And to the right is the Royal Bank. One of the banks I use. So we're gonna go straight. Yeah. On our left is benches and stuff, so I'm gonna keep it right. Hit a random person that decided to try and grab the cane. Now, there are two or three circles and rectangles. We're gonna go along the first one here, straight onto the second railing portion. I'm being followed by someone who thinks they know better. They just tried to grab me and just got a very firm elbow. Because I do not appreciate being grabbed. I have now headed forward and I've met the second railing. Which will take me around to a set of stairs. Three separate flights. Which will take me down to where I want to be. I'm going to continue going left. And now we found the stairs. We're gonna take the flip Crush flight. Make a right. Take the second flight. Swing left. And take the last flight. We are now on the bottom level of the mall. We turn right. Head across. And first thing we're gonna come to is a restaurant, a sushi place. Next is the bank. I'm gonna keep going past, not the bank I deal with, but it is a bank. We're gonna swing left. Try and dodge the person that, I don't know what's up with the water today, but I think something in the water, because that's the second person that's tried to grab my cane, and I've had to pull my cane away from them. Okay. And now I gotta swing into the McDonald's. No, it's all good. Go ahead. Go, 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 go. A lineup, it seems like. Let me see if I can find the end of it. Are you in line? Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm alive.
What would you like today?
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Would you like a combo or just
a spoon? Combo.
What drink?
Actually, you know what? Just do the fries, no drink.
Just the fries?
Yes, please. You want a large fries?
You want a large instead?
Yes, please.
You said my apple juice?
Yes.
That'll be it.
For here, to go.
To go, ma'am. Debit.
Do you need a receipt?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
And I was next. Hi.
Yes, coffee and milk. How much is it?
No.
$1.75.
No, no, everything gone. All right.
How's the coffee?
With 4.2%. Milk on the side.
Okay.
Cups.
Yes.
Thank you.
And which muffin?
Fruit and fiber.
That's it?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, yes it has.
I don't know. Your paycheck gone up?
No. Is yours? No.
No, I'm on pension. And it hasn't gone up.
I know that.
Fruit and fiber muffin? Ma'am.
You're being called.
Oh, can you put two butters in it?
Butter?
Yes, please.
Mexican. There you go. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem. Hello.
How'd you like it?
Nope, it should be large.
35. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
There you go.
I think she broke it. That should have been a large fry. Ma'am.
Yeah.
That should have been a large fry.
Okay, I'll upsize it for you.
Thank you.
Okay? No.
Thanks so much.
Do
you need a lid? Do you need a lid? No. Ma'am, yeah, okay.
It was large.
You need my receipt?
Here,
hang on.
No, I know.
Oh, you got? Okay.
Yeah.
I blame the lack of coffee. Thank you much.
Sorry, dear.
Not a problem, ma'am.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. And that, folks, is Clueless, apparently, today. So what I'm going to do is I'm now going to walk over because I prefer Tim Hortons coffee. And I think I've earned one. I'm going to swing this way. At the end, I'm going to turn right and cross over. These guys across here know me. Hello. Excuse me, please. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Excuse me, please. Thank you. Ah, here we go. Tap now, pay later. Hi, how are you? Not bad. Extra large, triple triple. Dark roast. With milk, please.
Triple triple with milk.
Yes, please. And a cinnamon roll, please.
And cinnamon roll?
Yes, please.
Glaze or which one you want?
Glaze, please.
Glaze?
Please. That'll be it. Busy over here today.
Yeah.
Can I get a plastic bag?
No problem.
Thanks so much. My total? Oh, she ran away. Not a problem. Take your time. I total?
Okay, so two things here. The coffee. How do you going to pay?
Cash. How much?
$3.50.
$3.50?
Thank you.
Can I get that coffee double cup, please? Thanks so much. $3.50. There you are.
Thank you.
Have a great day. As you can tell, that Tim Hortons knows me. So, we're now going to cross back over. Now that we're approaching the wall, going to tap the wall. Oops. Turn left. And we're going to slowly approach the McDonald's. Watching for people as I go. And we've now passed the McDonald's. And we'll head back the way we came. As you can tell, it doesn't take very long to grab lunch. Through here, it actually helps. And I'm going to try and get past the bit of a crowd that's gotten itself jammed up by the bank here. There we go. And I've now passed everything. I'm gonna start moving left. The stairs, which are here. And we're gonna climb these stairs. Apparently, walking is a problem today. Now I'm at the top of the stairs. So, quickly check, because I think my shoe came undone. That one did too, didn't that one come undone? No, that one didn't. Okay, hold on a second. Bend down and tie my shoe. Looks like it came undone. Tied my shoe. What's going on here? Okay.
Hey, fuck you, idiot. Oh,
sorry. Kind of funny is I didn't even touch him with my cane, and he decided he'd use potty mouth. I'm truly not surprised. Okay, hold on a second.
Can I help you?
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. getting on my gloves for the trip home. There we go. Now I have my coffee and we'll get going. Yay, inconsiderate pricks. Awesome. We've now exited the mall. I'm gonna turn right. I'm gonna start heading. You laugh at me, you're gonna get beat with a cane. That's what happens when you don't pay attention. You don't watch where you're going. Sighted people think they own the sidewalk and, you know, they see others coming the one way and they don't move out of the way when there is no actual room for me to go because I won't walk in the parking lot, I won't get myself killed for anybody. Humans. And here's our access to, where's he going? He's going that way, I'm going this way. Here's our access to leave the complex. Stop sign to my right. Guy just clobbered with my cane. We're basically heading back the way we came through here. As you can tell, this parking lot is a lot busier now due to it's in the middle of the day. What was up with that vehicle, but keep to my right and onto the main drag. Yeah, there is a bit of a very light dusting. I can tell, I can feel it through my shoe boots, that there's a bit of a light dusting of snow this afternoon. Now, it looks like there's a bit of a traffic jam up the corner, so it doesn't actually surprise me. So we're not gonna, we're actually gonna use the audible this time around. Bus stop on my right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. And I've made the crossing. Curves right it back on to the continue on Warden. Or not Warden. Continue on St. Javis. Excuse me, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Back to the access and come up. There's a lot of people roaming through here. There's not a lot of crowds of people. There's the odd individual you'll run into, but that's about it. Through here. Here we are. And into the complex I go, where it's a little windy because the wind whips around the whips around the apartment building. Which you can hear now. As I head for the access to the door of the building. I don't know why we're playing bagpipes. You are playing very loudly. That person is doing. And here we are. Hold that. Never mind. I'm right here. Pissy. I don't know what's up with her today. Like, she needs to take fucking Prozac. But anyway. Here we are. Sounds like someone died in here. I don't know why. know why it sounds like someone died in here. It just does. Go. And that'll be it. We are now back, and hopefully you enjoyed the trip. Actually, we will talk to you again all soon. Bye now.